Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's Word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, You Are Not a Grasshopper, You're a Giant Slayer.
Speak the Word.
Saints, in 1 Peter 5:8, New Living tells us, stay alert. He said, watch out for your great enemy, the devil, because he prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. His goal is to destroy us completely. Saints, we must fight. It is time that you serve notice on the devil. He no longer has a claim on you. He's already defeated. Jesus says he already defeated him. And the Bible says he led captivities astray, and he defeated Satan. Are you hearing me? Let's get geared up. I think we need to get geared up and get ready to take back what the devil's stolen from us. That's what I think. You know, I had these questions. Has he stolen your health? It's time to take it back. Has he stolen your finances? It's time to take it back. Be stolen your family? It's time to take it back. God has promised to restore the years the locust has eaten, and he will restore what Satan the termite's eaten too. In Joel 2:25, an Amplified Classic, it says, and I will restore or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the crawling locust, my great army which I sent among you. And verse 26 says, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. He said, my people, and that's who we are. We're God's people. He said, we shall never be put to shame. This is God's promise to you. Start trusting his word. We have to trust God's word that it's true. We need to start exercising our power and our authority, and that's what we're doing. When God says something, we need to act on it. No more thoughts of doubt. No more negative talk. No more thoughts of failure and defeat. In Job 6:24 in the New King James, Job said, teach me, and I will hold my tongue. Cause me to understand wherein I have erred. In other words, Job was saying, teach me, and I'll hold my tongue. He's saying, if I've been saying something that I shouldn't be saying, teach me how not to do that and where I've erred, and I won't do it anymore. And that's one of the things that the Lord has anointed me to do, is to teach his word in a plain and simple way. You know, I teach the word. I'm a teacher. Sometimes it gets preaching, but I'm a teacher. That's what God anointed me to do. We get anointed for different things. But just because I'm anointed to be a teacher doesn't mean that you as a believer have not been anointed too. We all have something to do. You know, it could be on your job or wherever you reach people. I reach people even when I was on vacation, I was able to minister to people. And they would say, I sure did need that. You know, the Lord, you don't just walk up, but the Lord will impress upon you, you know, when you do something. And I sent something the other day. I was in my prayer time, and the Lord brought one of my nieces, great nieces, across my mind that's been having some difficulty. And I was listening to this song, and it was like, send this to her. You know, and so I hadn't sent her anything in a while, but I usually send her something occasionally. And so I sent her the song, and I told her, you know, that the Lord had put her on my heart this morning, and that I loved her, and that Jesus loved her too. And sometimes I would send her something. It might take a while to get something back, but that morning, a few mornings ago, it went like that. It came right back. Thank you. Thank you. She says, I really needed that today. You know, God knows what's going on with other people. We don't know, but God knows. But if we're listening and if we'll be obedient, we can be there for that person, you know. And David said in Psalms 39:1 in New King James, he said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. He said, I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle. You know, I think about 1 Peter 3:10, where it says that if you want to live a good life, watch your tongue, watch your mouth, if you want to live a good life. He said, your mouth gives life to the word, and the word is active and sharper than a two-edged sword, according to Hebrews 4:12. You must get control over your mouth and realize the power that is in your words. That's my job, is to help you understand the power that's in your words. For if you don't, Satan, the giant termite, and his army of demons will continue eating away at your life, stealing your health, your finances, and robbing you blind. They will. You know, he'll just keep robbing you, as they say, eat your lunch and pop the bag. But we used to do that in school all the time. I don't know. I don't guess kids take their lunch these days, but we used to take our lunch, you know, and then after we eat, you know, we'd always pop the bag. And that's what Satan does. He's eating your lunch, he pops the bag. And the only weapon that you have to defend and protect yourself and your family is the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. You know, God's words are spirit and they're life, according to John 6:63. His words are designed to turn your darkness into light. They're designed to bring healing to your body and to bring increase to your finances. When you continue to speak His word, there's absolutely nothing that the Word of God can't do. Absolutely nothing. In Luke 18:27, in God Word Translation, Jesus said, the things that are impossible for people to do are possible for God to do. In other words, there is nothing impossible for God. Some translation says, as a matter of fact, in some translation it says nothing, all things are possible. What's impossible for man is possible with God. He said, how are you going to take back what the enemy has stolen from you? You're going to speak and prophesy to your situation. That is what God told Ezekiel to do in Ezekiel 37:1-14 in New Living Translation. God commanded Ezekiel to prophesy to those dead bones, and he tells us to do the same thing. In 1 Corinthians 14:1 in the New Living Translation, it says, let love be your highest goal, but you should also desire the special abilities the Spirit gives, especially, he says, the ability to prophesy. Because Ezekiel was obedient, God was able to raise up a mighty army from those dry bones. You know, I believe that God is waiting to raise up another army that will be obedient too. In 1 Samuel 17:4-6 and 4-7, David prophesied to Goliath and saw his words come to pass. You know, we're all familiar with that. We're all familiar how David took out Goliath, but first he prophesied what he was going to do to him. He spoke out what he was going to do to Goliath. God promises to deliver you from anything that comes against you. And it's like David was saying, he prophesied, he said what he was going to do. He spoke it. And you know, and this is another thing, you know, you think about the Israelites, you know, they didn't remember too much about their history. You know, when those spies came back in and told them there was no way they could get into the promised land because of all the giants and everything, you know, they forgot about the Red Sea. You know how God parted the Red Sea and took them through it. You know, they forgot about the manna that fell from heaven for all those years and fed them. They forgot about the water that came out of the rock. They forgot about all this. You know, they had a short memory where their history is concerned. And we do too. I think that when we're having a difficult time, then we have to go back and bring back to our remembrance. And if we can't, ask God and the Holy Spirit to bring back to our remembrance those things in the past that God has brought us through so we can get through this time. Because if we can remember those and we can recall those, then it'll increase our faith and make us stronger, and we'll be able to get over that, leap over that wall or whatever. God promises to deliver you from anything that comes against you. In 2 Kings 17:39, he says he will deliver you out of the hand of all of your enemies. David said in Psalms 34 in the Amplified Bible, he said, I sought the Lord and required him of necessity and on the authority of his word, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Praise God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that you have given each of your children an excellent memory so we can be like a David and bring back to our remembrance all the miracles that you have blessed us with. I thank you, Lord, that we are not like the 10 spies who forgot about their past victories. They forgot about how you opened the sea for them to go through on dry land. They forgot about the manna that you provided for them so they wouldn't be hungry. They forgot about how you quenched their thirst with water coming from a rock. Hallelujah. They forgot about their past history. They did not remember that it was you, Lord, who always brought them through. Praise God. I thank you, Lord, that you are the same today, yesterday, and will be the same forevermore. Help us, Lord, to never forget our past history. And I pray that you will help us to always bring back to our remembrance all the battles that you have won for us. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, not to forget our yesterdays when we're facing the giants of today. And help us to remember that you are the host of the armies and will fight for us. In Jesus' name, I praise you and I thank you. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the Word. The Word of God against the Word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.